Sports.
It's the worst quarterback situation in the entire NFL. We practically own Wendy's now, and we got the Nuggets at the T-Wolves
coming up tonight.
All on a bracket busting, Danny and Jeff radio trusting Taco Tuesday
edition
of the program. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What to do, baby?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's it. Man. Is that John Tesh? That is good.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
That is real good.
Music
man.
To my ears.
Is that Beethoven? Fifth?
It's Bach.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, Bach you. Jeff will be in a couple of minutes here. He made his family disappear. He's taking them to the airport.
Sending them out, huh?
Said I'll be a couple few minutes late. Of course, just like the wife to make them late, you know? I didn't mean that. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. So much good sports stuff to get into. Let's start with the Nickelodeon Quiet on the Set documentary. Man, that Amanda Bynes. What did they do to her? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the dancing lobsters.
I don't know. The things that Ariana Grande must have gone through. I guess we'll never know. Anyways,
Amanda Bynes was great on the Amanda Show.
Yeah, it's
back in the day.
I was about 33 then. Yeah, back in the day, I was like 30. I couldn't really watch that show without the cops kicking my door in. Eventually,
You hate to see it.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So that was a good show, though. All that, you know, my Nickelodeon era was. Yeah, different. It was like, you know, kind of salute your shorts a little bit. There was that's at the end though. I was like, man. It was like Ren and Stimpy was even kind of after my time a little bit.
Wow.
Maybe during my time. You know Ren and Stimpy?
No. No idea.
You being serious?
I'm serious.
Damn. Maybe you have to find some place in Ren and Stimpy for us.
Oh, okay. I thought he was an actor.
Forget it. 303-831-1340 is the hotline as well as the text line. Okay. It's both. At the same time, utilize them. We want to hear from you guys. Join the conversation. 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. You can stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Lots of ways to get involved with the show. Let's party together, right, Alex?
Sure.
Okay, Nuggets at the T-Wolves. Minnesota took one for the Nuggets last time outright.
They did. Yeah, only played once this year.
Yeah, feels like we've played the Suns 20 times last year, and we've only played the Suns once or twice this year. At least that's what it feels like. And the same goes for the T-Wolves. They're without Karl Anthony Towns, but they actually are kind of good, you know, really good still without Karl Anthony Towns. And he's not an in the flow of the game kind of dude. I think he takes you out of the flow. So I think they can live without him. I didn't think they're winning, you know, any kind of NBA championship anyways this year, but they think they have arrived. They are literally built to beat the Nuggets. Tim Connelly, you know, great dude here, did so much for these Nuggets, was, you know, the orchestrator of what has become, you know, the best team in the world. Went to Minnesota on a historic deal, and now he's, you know, doing pretty impressive things for them. So, yeah, we got lots of stuff to talk about. Jeff just walks into the studio, sets his back down. Who are you talking to, Nate?
Yeah. I was just letting him know that they're gone, gone, gone.
Who?
The wife and kids.
Wow. Look at you.
Thanks for leaving on time, guys, like I asked you to.
Yeah.
You can't really get all angry and stuff, you know, because your kids are going away and stuff, and your wife's going away.
Yeah,
so you just, you got to take it. You got to roll with the punches and just hope and pray that 225 is a nice corridor, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies for being late.
Well, as your
did you guys figure out the Nickelodeon stuff?
Listen, as your
did you get that Nickelodeon stuff all figured out?
As your radio wife,
thank you.
I'm also pissed.
Right, I feel you. I'm not giving you the love you deserve.
Well, maybe now that your other family's gone, you can give Alex and I a little bit more attention that we probably deserve.
Nah, I think I'm giving you just the right amount of attention.
Okay. So
but can I tell you one thing?
Yeah. You got any stuff on?
I got some stuff. I got some Wendy's stuff for you. I took the card.
Oh!
I should say cards. And I went right to it. I tested it out.
And?
I said, ma'am, I got a little thing on the BAM, and I got to just, you know, it's for a large. And she goes, okay, yeah. And I go, all right, I'll get the spicy chicken bacon cheeseburger, whatever deal.
Hey, Alex, I got the, you're a sweet kid. Okay.
Boom, got
I got the sweetheart over here feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Because we're getting free large combo meals. Well, you better change your hack, brother, because we are living large. Our mail has arrived. Listen, after a lot of pressure around the office,
we finally cracked the code.
We finally cracked the case.
It was where the mail goes.
It was actually where the mail goes this whole time.
Dun, dun, dun.
I had to like freak out on everybody yesterday. I was like, now that I have Nate and
now that I have
Danny
all of your attention
here, where's my Wendy stuff, guys? And Nate was like, it's where the mail stuff is. And I was like, yeah, it better be. Do you know what I did?
I pretty much feel like what it must be like to have wings for a year. You know, the Hooters style. Like, I feel like I have Wendy's for, I could go 10 straight days.
Well, listen, this came from Wendy's directly. Okay. From the Wendy's offices. So we are connected so high up, and we've been working so hard for Wendy's, and we love Baconator. We love the Biggie Bag.
I like
we
the Frosty.
We love the Gordo, any size bag.
Where else can you get a chocolate Frosty like that?
Nobody. So the kind of guy I am.
Is this a live read? Are we doing a live read all of a sudden?
The kind of guy I am. I'm spreading these. After we read our mail, and we really appreciate you right back, Wendy's and Santino. Hey, we love you
right back,
brother. I go around the office, and I'm showering everybody. I'm making it rain here.
I was going to say.
With like, Biggie large combo meals.
It ain't rebellion to go to the script crub
and make it
rain.
We was just being rebellion. I'm making it rain with any size salads.
Who's
any
that?
Size salads.
Is that Pac-Man Jones?
And I'm like, here, take one couple of these. I got there's any size Biggie bag, too. And for Anillo and Danny Bailey, they make like $9.50. I just got a raise. They make about $9.50 an hour.
Easy there.
Yeah,
right.
And so they really appreciated it, I think. I think they really appreciated it. And Alex, man, here's the thing.
He's smooth.
He's smooth with it.
He's also on that Chobani train.
That's
though.
What I'm saying. He's going to utilize it. He's like,
he's counting
not
calories
one of those carb days.
When he sees that
and
card.
I just did a Chobani, yeah. But on Thursday, I'm going to do the salad. And then on my cheat day, I'm probably going to do the large combo. I said, however you want to do it, Alex, is good by
you
us.
You be you.
But once you're done with that, you let me know when you need some more because we got you.
Okay.
We got you.
I went straight there after work yesterday.
No.
Got a Biggie bag.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we are stacking W's.
No, man. This
we are stacking
good.
I just
Wendy's.
Gave him it.
This feels so good.
He looked at it. He looked at me like, well, what are you giving me here? Like a WTF.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go ask my manager about this thing. So he goes to the back, talks to the manager for like probably 3 to 5 minutes.
Nice.
Wow.
Says, you're good, bro.
Let's go.
Awkward.
Listen, we got stuff they hadn't even seen yet. Listen, we got the gift cards and the free stuff. The other Wendy's employees hadn't even really seen you. He's like, yeah, I hadn't seen one. Is this from the future,
He's
sir?
Like, is this the 2025 edition?
Are you some kind of time traveler, sir? What's up with that? Yeah. Did you have your earrings in? Because he might have thought you're from the future looking like, pew, like that guy came in. Were you in that, you know, hot, what kind of car were you in?
I don't know. I was in the Highlander yesterday. Yeah.
pretty much a DeLorean.
He is the Highlander.
There can only be one.
It's just funny. I gave him it. He looked at me like he had never seen anything like
it
before.
Oh, I love that.
And well, you work there.
If you have. If you, you know who's got him? I am.
What do you think you are?
Santino, I love this guy, man. Okay, so whatever.
We unlocked something big yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Yesterday was big. Yesterday was a big day around here.
Man, you were like a kid in some kind of fast food candy store.
It was like that. I was like,
and then you were like Oprah. You were just like, you get a Wendy's and you get a Wendy's. You get a Wendy's.
I was like, if you want to view paradise, simply look around and do it. I don't know. What's the song when they're in the candy store eating all the candy?
The Candyman can.
Because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Damn. It was like that.
You should come see George. He's a Oompa Loompa.
I would love to be
in Wonka Jr.
to that play.
Yeah.
When
you know
that
what?
Play going down?
I got a camera you can run. You can run camera too.
All right.
So get you ready, training for next year's youth football invitational.
All right.
All right.
Like Ked? All right. All right. A couple of those.
Man.
What else we got? You heard about the Nuggets and the Timberwolves.
That's coming up tonight.
Your new team versus your old team. Your ex.
My lover. Yeah.
Yeah.
My love.
Your first love versus your new love.
Like my college girlfriend versus my wife. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. Don't get yourself in trouble.
Whoa. Beautiful women. These radio DJs. What was I in college?
All the good.
These intramural superstars.
I'll tell you, if you're a young boy out there,
these intramural broomball
go
players,
get on the microphone with Pops and start talking sports because wow, you guys get all the good looking women. That's a good.
That was about the last time someone could say that.
Oh, Musburger was the.
I don't think anyone said complimented the beauty of a woman on air
ever
in a long
like
time.
That since then. That changed the
game. That was before the Me Too era.
Oh, definitely.
Which, just remember, all he did was compliment how beautiful that quarterback's girlfriend is.
Yeah. Well, she was Miss Alabama.
He did it.
She's literally Miss Alabama.
A manner that had some eloquence.
She's not just a pretty girl in the stands. Every quarterback's got a pretty girl in the stands. This is Miss Alabama. Whoa, I'll tell you. You quarterbacks.
Get all the good-looking women.
Wow.
Start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
Man.
That is a compliment to the beauty of that young woman.
This guy made me a large coffee today.
We can't even call women beautiful anymore. Thanks, hippies.
This coffee today is perfect.
It's too much ice. There's barely any liquid in there.
Well, that's why he made it in a venti. And it's a grande. He knows I like
extra
ice.
Doing
so he made it in the venti because he knows I like the extra ice.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Gross.
We are really.
He put ice in your
right.
ramen.
We're really getting lucky lately. We are really on a heater right now. Okay. Let's set up a break. Come back. We got, I said at the beginning of the show in the intro, our world famous intro, Jeff.
I didn't miss it.
That, thank you. The Broncos have the worst quarterback situation in the entire National Football League. Tell me, do you agree with that? Just a quick one, and then we can talk about it on the other side. What do you think, Alex? Give me a
worse
off quarterback situation. Raiders?
Can't do it.
Okay.
What's the worst?
O'Connell's like a young, got some upside.
I have Gardner Minshew at least.
Wait, they signed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Raiders?
They got Gardner Minshew.
Oh, bummer.
Take that for data.
Damn, they got a way better situation.
I mean, the Vikings are hurting. They got Sam Darnold. Is Sam Darnold better than?
Yeah.
He's better than Stidham?
Yeah, we were monitoring Sam Darnold. That means he didn't want to come here.
Yeah. Chose Minnesota.
We were monitoring him. Well, you okay? Well,
KOC over Sean Payton.
He chose, the coach. That's what it is.
Sure, why not? Old man, Sean Payton, can't relate. Heard bad things. Couple players I know there hate him. You know,
not
like
to
that
mention,
kind of stuff.
Yell at Russell Wilson.
Not to mention O'Connell's the exact opposite of that. Young guy into it, you know, takes the blame, like throws himself out there.
Okay.
Players love
I'll
him.
I'll give you guys,
who else,
you
though?
Two, and then the listeners.
Seattle.
Go to break, play some music. We'll talk about it. Come up with some. Because
Seattle got
I think
Geno
they
still?
Have the worst quarterback situation.
Yes.
And you know what?
And that, Sam Howell now.
Right.
The quarterback situation doesn't just mean right now the two quarterbacks or whoever's on your roster. That projects forward to, like, what can you do with a draft pick you have? And they ain't sitting on no second, third, fourth, fifth overall pick. They're sitting on 12. That's close to Mac Jones territory. You got to hope someone falls in your lap and go, okay, I guess we'll take him. That ain't it, bro. The Broncos are in a bad, bad situation. Boom. And then they're paying $38.8 million for Russell Wilson to go play for the Steelers this year. Their cap situation's atrocious as well. It's erroneous. Erroneous, erroneous.
Erroneous on all counts.
Erroneous on all counts. Do we have that one? Is that a thing?
Yeah, somewhere. I've seen a Vince Vaughn.
I swear we
have
to
Vince Vaughn, right?
That's a Vince Vaughn, erroneous.
Yeah. I'll get it.
Danny Williams, our guy Jeff Gersh.
Thank you.
Alex Becker, man, he's a heck of a talent.
No,
he runs the whole show. He's really super good.
Just that I'm a winner.
We'll be back on
the other side.
It's Mellie Sports.
Erroneous on both counts.
There it is. Get it. We are back in. It's a Taco Tuesday edition of the program. Thanks for being with us.
That's when we bring the reggae tone. That's when we bring Mr. 305 out there. Mr. Worldwide.
I threw out the question, or maybe the statement of the Broncos have the worst quarterback situation in the league. And we knew it was bad, right?
This isn't, erroneous!
It's not groundbreaking. This isn't groundbreaking stuff. And I'm not necessarily a kick you while you're down guy. Because we're just, you know, I'm a Bronco fan amongst the best of them. I bleed orange and blue. I love them. So it's like we're, you know, I hate talking bad about my own. But if we're going to keep it real, because we're keeping it real. Because we're giving it real. If we're going to do that, then the reality of the situation is, and we could talk about it, but I think the Broncos have literally, or as Gil would say, literally the worst quarterback situation in the entire NFL.
Should we check on some other teams?
And I think, yeah, we can, definitely. Let's go through it. And I think it's going to take a miracle. It's going to take a miracle. And do you know what I would do?
Do you believe in miracles?
All I need is a miracle.
Do you believe? Do you know what I would do? Do you know what my game plan would be if I'm the Broncos? I'm in the office right now with Sean, with George, Peyton, with the Penners, and with the old man, Walton, right?
Robson.
Okay, so you guys with me?
Goodall.
I'm with you.
I'm an advisor they hired to come in. Cecil was not available. Cecil was not available because he was at the Shrine or the Senior or something like that. I'm not sure. He had something going with some comic books. So I'm there, and I'm like, I got a plan here. Listen, guys,
I think I know a little more.
I go Eric tone, so they know I'm serious.
He would say, though, you're just a .com guy. Just a .com guy.
Well, I would say, hold on. And I'd go, listen, guys. And Sean Payton would be like, are you doing an Eric Goodman impression? Because you know I hate that guy, right? And I was like, yeah, I forgot about your guys' beef. My bad, coach.
And then he's like, what's the question?
I forgot about your beef. Then I was like, but our beef?
It's beef.
Bloomfield beef. See? And then I hit coach with that, and he's like, okay.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, oh, the beef that's so good, even vegans love it.
Yeah. So here's my plan.
New England Patriots have a worse quarterback room.
I reasonably move up to single digits in this year's draft. Within reason. Okay? Are you guys with me? And that probably means 8, 9. Two drafts, 7, 8, 9. Let's do that. Can you pull that up for me real quick? I'm not capable of doing those things. Let's figure out who drafts 7, 8, 9. But that's just the beginning of the plan here. This plan's going to take another minute or two to unfold. Are you guys with me? We're moving up a couple of spots, and we're going to draft. There's going to be 4 to 5 quarterbacks.
7, 8, 9 is Tennessee, Atlanta Falcons, and the Chicago Bears' second pick.
Okay.
In the first
Falcons.
Round.
We're targeting. Falcons are at 8?
8. They just
We're
got
targeting
Kirk Cousins.
8. Okay. We're targeting 8. That's the destination. We probably get there moving up with a third round pick, a pick swap late. a third round pick, a pick swap late, maybe a third and a fifth to move up a couple of spots. Because at that point, we know they have their quarterback and the Vikings are thinking, well, there's five guys on our board still, four guys that we love, including the two best defensive players on our board. They're there. If we move down four spots, we're certain to get one of those guys and we're grabbing a third round pick from the Broncos or whatever it might be. Okay.
Are you with me?
Okay, the quarterback.
What's the question?
We draft a quarterback there, whoever that might be. Okay? And we could talk about that. But.
At eight?
Yeah. Next year, almost no matter what, unless whoever we draft at quarterback starts and we have a bunch of success and this is the guy, I draft another quarterback in the first round next year. And I'm going into this year's draft in this meeting right now with these guys, and we're going to almost to a certainty, unless this guy is an unbelievable hit right off the bat, we're drafting two quarterbacks in the first round in back-to-back years. And the projection is, you know, the tank for Shador kind of thing, if it doesn't work with this guy. But we're going to draft two elite premier talents in the first round, almost unheard of in NFL history. It's only been done one other time I could think of, and that was when they drafted Dr. Rosen's son, Josh, and then Kyler the next year.
Oh, I'm pissed.
So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I just made that up, but Kyler, you know, under other circumstances and with a different coach in a different spot might have worked. Okay. So just that's not like, well, they did it, it won't work like that. No, that's a whole.
Yeah.
That's a one. Yeah.
That is correct.
Boom, brother. Let's go. Okay. So, That is my plan, and we have to not, we, you know, we got to love the guy who we're going to draft, and this value is going to be there, but if we're going to do this, and, you know, in a perfect world, one guy hits, one guy is the premier backup for two or three years, and then we trade that guy for a second round pick or a first round pick because he's got some value too. The goal is to hit on both. The reality of the situation is if we go first round quarterback in the top 10 back-to-back years and kind of maneuver our entire franchise picks wise or whatever to get in the top 10 to do that twice, I think you have a 50-50 chance of coming out the other side with a hit. What else are you gonna do? What else are you gonna do? They don't have another plan.
You know, well, what's interesting is you literally could have had the Steelers quarterback room. You could have just kept Russell.
Oh,
and
yeah,
added Fields.
Definitely.
For like a fifth round pick.
Oh, a sixth. What do you mean? Everyone.
No, I'm saying a fifth would have won.
Bingo.
A fifth would have won the deal.
Yes.
And you could have had the Steelers quarterback room, and instead you've got to make some real crazy moves to get up, or else you got to put your eggs in that STD basket, STIDS basket. Try not to do that ever since sophomore year of college.
Him, man. Bro, I'll tell you, this is not.
He's not the one, right?
No, not at all. He's just a guy. He's just a placeholder. He's literally a guy on the roster because when you go to the website, they have to put a name in there somewhere. When you click on
Patriots,
you know,
have Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappi. Is that
meter?
And then they have the third
pick
in the draft.
That's way better than what the Broncos have. And they have all this flexibility. They could have, say they were still in the mix. They could have theoretically signed Kirk Cousins or any premier guy because they got the money to do so. We couldn't because of our situation. Maybe the Broncos were runners up on Kirk Cousins. Maybe Kirk Cousins wanted to come to the Broncos, but we just were like, hey, well, you'd have to come here for, you know, 70 cents on the dollar. Well, why would you want to go to the Falcons over a franchise like the Broncos? Well, because he's not going to give up $18 or $20 million of guaranteed money to go somewhere else. It's just not going to happen. So the reality is the Broncos situation financially cost them a chance at Kirk Cousins, even though it might have seemed like a pipe dream. The Broncos have pulled off a lot of crazy quarterback deals in the last 10 years, all of them being the wrong ones. You know, so
here's an interesting
Kirk
team.
Cousins to Denver to me was realistic, actually.
Saints quarterback room. Is that Derek Carr?
Yeah, Derek Carr.
Are you feeling that?
You got Taysom still. I think they might have released him, but like he can like come back. He's still kind of like theirs if no one else wants him to come back on some kind of, you know, new deal. Now, Derek Carr's nice. You know, there's people who fight for him
Colts
being a top 10 quarterback.
Anthony Richardson. Colts are feeling
good
about
him. Oh, they're good, bro. Yeah, Anthony Richardson was looking actually really good. He's just reckless.
What about the New York football Giants? There's talks that they really love J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I heard that they're going to draft. And then they got Daniel Jones locked up. And then they added one more quarterback.
Daniel Jones.
No, they added
Drew Lock.
So why would, if they have Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, why would you get one more?
I don't think they go to a quarterback, actually.
I think the Vikings
why wouldn't you trade
will
with them?
Trade up to that pick.
Yeah.
Number six.
The Vikings?
Yeah.
And that's where they'll get JJ?
What if the Broncos get to
exactly.
six?
Exactly.
You know, six is the hot spot.
Well, the question is, too.
Six is where Allen went, and six is where Herbert went. Six is where it's at.
Allen was seven.
Seven, but you're right.
Right in there.
Six was Quentin Nelson. And five was Bradley Chubb, I think we all recall.
Well, let's not be there then.
But guess what Bradley Chubb got you?
What?
Sean Payton. He got you the first round pick that got you the coach. Does that make you happy or sad?
Text. Broncos.
Neither.
Broncos suck. Everyone else nothing. Rules.
Breeze. When it comes to quarterback rooms, I think that's true. What about Tennessee? They got
got
Malik,
a couple.
They got
Will Levis. They just signed a veteran, I think, and they're going to potentially draft pretty high there.
And then Washington.
Will Levis is built like a brick poop house.
Yeah, Washington might be worse. That might be the one team.
Well, they're drafting number two overall, though.
Right. Well, it's going to get better.
Yeah. No. Shoot.
Hopefully, it gets better for
the
Broncos.
Let's go into the
Mason Rudolph is also on the Titans.
Let's
now.
Go into the future. Okay, we're in
the future,
and the draft has already happened. The Commanders have Jalen Daniels on their roster. They drafted him number two.
Jamie.
Now do they have a better room? Now do they have a better room? Yes. This guy is like, now you're like, whoa, Jalen Daniels, and you got Scary Terry, and you got a couple running backs they got, and who's the other dude? They got one other receiver.
Dotson?
Yeah, Dotson. There we go.
Yeah.
Then
Brian
you're
Robinson.
Like, yeah, they're going to be a fun team to watch. They're going to score some points. They're this year's Texans.
They got Austin Eckler.
No one's saying the Broncos are this year's Texans, brother. They're getting a lot worse before they get better. And then we're going to see how valuable Russ was when they go from eight back down to about four wins. When they go from eight to four, and then they're going to realize, well, yeah, Russ was worth three or four wins. Obviously.
What about this Drake May guy? Is he...
Drake?
Trying to hide his baby from the world.
Drake May's sliding to me. Bo Nix is the guy who's this year's Will Levis. Bo Nix is way sliding out. He's going to the second, third round. Remember, hey, bleed that.
You don't believe.
Hey, take a picture, write it down. I don't give a bleep.
You don't like
remember
the 26-year-old rookie?
No. Bo Nix ain't it.
He's
I promise
Chris Winkie.
You.
He's Chris Winkie.
Penix is probably out too.
He's
but there's
not that
you
old.
Got four
24.
You
not
got
28.
Four guaranteed first round picks. Okay. It's Caleb, it's McCarthy, it's Drake May, and it's JJ. It's those
in the top 10.
And then does Penix
No, I didn't say that. Penix is a second round pick.
He doesn't slide in at 31.
No. Bo Nix is a third or fourth round pick.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I would take him at 12.
You are beating him loud.
You guys heard that? Well, the old man's got this new hickory stick. So yeah, remember that one, Alex.
That's crazy.
My draft stuff, I don't usually go on a limb like that.
Except when you're dead on. With Alvin
Thank
Kamara.
You. You're great, too.
Yeah.
My Josh Allen stuff. Hey, my Justin Jefferson stuff.
Oh, man. I was there that
I'm sorry,
day.
Our.
I was
our
there that
Justin
day, yeah.
Jefferson stuff. Let's go.
It's only like our sixth year of doing this. We got this.
You've been on the radio for about a decade now. Look at you.
Yeah, we're getting older.
Shoot.
Getting wiser.
Man, I remember you were just a wet behind the ears, young whippersnapper just coach while I was
sports.
Interviewing post-game for the big newspaper.
Man.
Let's go to break. Come back. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. That's an interesting conversation.
Well,
now it's like, how do we get out of it? That's what we're trying to do here. That's what we talk about.
I think what we've concluded is teams that may have worse quarterback rooms than the Broncos still don't because of how good their draft picks are.
I agree, but do you see how my mindset of let's not throw the notion of drafting a quarterback very high next year as well because our scouts, Broncos scouts, might be like. Half the Broncos scouts might be like, next year's class is better. Shador is the best quarterback, would go in front of all these guys if he came out this year. So the reality is, go into this draft with still the open notion and belief that I might take a quarterback in the first round next year as well. So that, you know, because that might hinder, change your perception of the guy. You might be looking for a little more wholesome guy and a little more polished guy rather than an extreme talent. You got a lot of things to kind of figure out if you're the Denver Broncos. And we know if there's four quarterbacks that go in the first round or five, you go back to the Baker Mayfield, Darnold, Allen, Rosen, Lamar Jackson. That's like in every other, right? Look what's happened. Baker, okay, yeah, not bad. Darnold, total failure. Josh Allen,
that hurt a little bit.
So talented. and so special. Josh Allen or Josh Rosen, a complete bust. And then Lamar Jackson, one of the most unique talents in the history of the position at the league.
Two-time MVP.
This draft has some of the makings of that kind of stuff. So you have to now find that guy. So we're not, when we're doing, talking again, Jeff, in 5 years, you're about 15 years in now, Jeff. We're saying, man, we passed on this guy for the Rosen of this draft. Don't be that guy.
Passed on Michael Penix.
No.
Those
guys are nice college quarterbacks. What would
Andre
Iguodala?
He's the fifth.
What would Andre Iguodala call those guys, Alex?
Nice European quarterback.
Nice European quarterback.
NFL Europe.
Thank you. Back on the other side of Smelly Sports. Reen or Prime? That's top shelf music at its finest.
Nice, nice little bottom shelf, too.
Creme de la creme.
303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction, the participation. It's a, kind of a weird week for a lot of people. Next couple, half the town's off for spring break. If you got kids, you know, next week I think is for other people, or was it last week? I don't know. But we're on spring break, and it's
we're literally on
already
spring break, and then we've got Easter break next weekend. That's how ours goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the home stretch of like at least when you pay lots of money for your kids,
once
to go to
you come back
like
from Easter,
do,
then
it almost seems like there's no school. Every other Friday's off, half days.
Yeah, I mean the local school in our neighborhood, the public school, they have Fridays off at noon. So let's not act like that's a huge day.
Okay, so I thought that last little bit of Bronco stuff was kind of
spot on.
I think we're just trying to analyze the situation and how do we get out of it. And what we do know, I'll say this and we'll move forward totally. There's a quarterback or two, okay, that not are only in this first round that I believe will be there for the Broncos to take in this draft that will have a chance to alter your franchise. There's always one or two of those guys, and they're spread out. One's early in the first round, one's later in the first round. It's just that if you go look at the history of the draft, I mean, that's just how it works. He's there. There's one in every draft. There is another great one. How do we identify him, and how do we draft him? And that goes to...
But isn't that the billion-dollar question?
It is, but then, you want to get deeper into this
We can
thing?
Come up with a calculation, and still it'll...
Do we take a turn over here into, like... Do the Broncos deserve this guy? His karma kind of ran its course. What did John Elway do? Sell his soul to the devil to, obtain Peyton Manning. And, Homer was supposed to eat that donut. And it was like, if you eat this donut, then it's like, I take your soul or something like that.
Right.
He just like couldn't resist it. And like, what happened with these Broncos to have to now suffer? It's been 10 years. I remember, 6-7 years ago when we were like, well, the Broncos have never had, they haven't in 40 years had back-to-back losing seasons. That seems like forever ago. There's no luster. It's sad because there's like a whole generation of kids that are like 12 to now 20 who don't really realize what it was like when the Broncos how special they were and are as a franchise.
Oh, you are dark and ominous.
So that's it.
And they're growing up being like, damn, the Lions are good. And you're like, you kids are whack nowadays.
Man, I love the Lions. The Chiefs have always been good. Right? Okay, so anyways, let's move on.
What about just trading up to like the third pick overall?
I just would take everything you have.
I know, but then it would solve a big...
What about trading back?
We're not taking a quarterback then.
Well, then you would be going for the Knicks or Penix.
What if you trade back to 18 and then get a second rounder, which you don't have, and then get Knicks at 18? I think that would be best case scenario. That's what I would do.
If there's a quarterback you really want and you want him bad enough, you go get him. You don't let him, like, whatever the cost is.
What if Drake May is slipping?
If you go into NFL history, that's the best question of this next last segment or two. What if Drake May slips and falls? Because Drake May was, everyone thought, like, it's going to go Williams, May, Daniels, whoever else.
McCarthy sneaks in like 4. Someone trades up, and then Drake May's on the board at 8.
I think for the Broncos, it's about May and McCarthy. and moving up inside of the top 10 to get one of those guys.
Dude, this Bears,
that's what it comes down to.
This Bears GM has shown he likes picks, though, too, and he likes to package picks.
Well, not now. He's taking Caleb now.
Well, I know, but he's still got the ninth. My point is he's got the ninth.
Oh, yeah, okay, interesting. Yeah. Oh, for sure. They move out of that for sure.
They're moving out of that. I mean, unless there's the best, like, defensive player on the board.
I'll tell you why they move out of nine and why nine is ripe. You're hot right now. It's because they have made a bunch of moves, the Keenan Allen moves. They've took on some contracts. I don't know if they want to pay another first rounder a lot of money at nine. They're probably best off served trading a 9 for 17 and, you know, 41 or something like that from another team. Would that be potentially 12 and a third round pick or a fourth round pick to get to 9 to jump maybe the Vikings who haven't taken a quarterback yet or one other team who might have moved into 10 or 11 or 12 and tried to pull the Mahomes treatment? A playoff team trying to see if get him at 10, whoever that might be.
Every year though, we pump up quarterbacks, and then like if they don't get picked three out of the first four picks, we're like, what's wrong with
these
teams?
Let's say this then. We're in theory, we're talking about the circumstances, the situations, giving some comps to the past, and we'll do that a little bit longer until we break down these five or six quarterbacks for really, and we come up with who do we really, really like. I mean, like as amateurs, we're just regular guys watching regular football on TV. We don't get the coaches film and all that kind of stuff like Cecil and Albright.
Right.
We don't all get 22. That. I don't get all the all 22s.
Shoot. I get like
13, I'm just watching regular guy
13
football.
Or 14 is about the most I get.
Yeah, I know. So there's the three of us. We're going to have all the time in the world. In previous years, when you have a quarterback, that stuff doesn't matter. The Broncos didn't have a first-round pick last year, right?
Right. They did not Sean Payton.
Thank you. So we didn't have any of that stuff to worry about last year. This year, we'll really break it down. I want Jeff's. If Bo Nix and Penix are up on your guys' list, you can have them. But we'll do that over time, and we'll kind of figure out. Let's see, and we'll do a little game of how do these quarterbacks slot in the end, you know, the top seven guys, whoever they are.
I mean, Levis was supposed to be Levis was supposed to be like a fourth or fifth pick last year.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a top 10, lottery
like 45th?
Pick.
45th?
He went, yeah.
Second round.
He's this. Yeah. Bo Nix is this year's Levis.
I mean, and the clicks, right? We all play for clicks, right?
No, we don't. We play for wins.
Oh, we play for wins.
We believe.
You know, linemen don't get clicks. D tackles don't get clicks. You know what I mean? It seems like quarterbacks, we always talk about them. We put four of them in the top 10. And then when the draft comes around, we're like, that was probably a good pick taking that crazy Florida State defensive end who looks like he wants to rip the quarterback's head off. Good, you know, good pick, New York Giants.
Guys,
you know what I mean?
Let's go to break.
It'll be interesting to see who trades up. And then one interesting thing, too.
There'll be a lot of tipsy turnover. Carolina, this is a weird year.
Carolina last year, when they traded up, they didn't do it on draft day. They didn't do it like the day before draft day. They did it like weeks before. They did it weeks before. So in theory, if you think about the Vikings having two picks in the top 25.
Watch this.
They could just get it out of the way. They could trade with Washington right now and say, hey, we're picking number two.
Say the Raiders who draft. Where do the Raiders draft?
13th, right behind you.
Yeah, right after.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think they take a quarterback?
No, I'm saying say the Raiders aren't in the quarterback market, and they go with Minshew, and they believe in O'Connell. And they like that both those guys are super cheap, and you can move forward and build the team around those guys. Maybe they think they can win with that kind of – it's a defense. It's a linebacker as a head coach. You don't think he thinks you can win, 17-14 and 20-17? Yeah, okay.
So he lost the game 3-0. Think about that.
New England's probably taking quarterback. The Commanders at 2 are taking a quarterback. New England at 3 is taking a
quarterback. So what if New England wanted Jaden Daniels really badly, but he gets picked? And they don't want Drake May. They just don't want him.
I think they have.
And they don't want JJ.
I think that the new head coach in Gerard Mayo will want to be like D'Amico Ryans and find his own rookie stud quarterback. And I would say everyone thought that Bryce Young was the shizzle, right? And then C.J. Stroud, the guy who's, he's just another bust Ohio State quarterback. That's what he's thinking. Okay, well, we love both guys. Let's take our other guy. It was meant to be. It's in God's hands now. Right. That's what he's saying. Let me keep looking at this.
God's plan.
You
Isn't
got
that
quarterback
a Drake?
At 1, 2, and 3.
No, that never
happens. Yes, quarterback at 1, 2, and 3.
It never happens.
It's happening.
It's never happened.
Bleed it. And then, okay, then you have Cardinals at five are not going to take a quarterback.
That's four.
I'm sorry, at four. Obviously,
Marvin Harrison Jr.
The Chargers are interesting at five.
J.J. McCarthy.
So I would say that's as high.
They have a quarterback.
I know, but I'm saying that's
do as they?
Yeah, bro, they're not taking J.J. McCarthy.
You well, lose!
I'm saying they have Justin Herbert and might consider moving down, but they would never trade.
Not to the Broncos. 12,
yeah, I know.
But they would trade to the Vikings.
Yes, that's possible. The Giants are at six. They have two quarterbacks now.
But that would be a trade for the fourth quarterback to be taken out of five picks. That also never happens. It never happens, guys.
Falcons have Titans at seven overall.
God, I'm going to do a touchdown dance
on
that.
Do you know what? The Titans are going to take the best defensive player in the draft. The Falcons are going to take another defensive player. The Bears are going to trade with the night. There has been a trade.
The Denver Broncos.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Perfect trade partner.
What?
NFC teams are good trade partners for AFC teams.
There has been a trade. And with.
And then non-divisional.
The ninth pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select quarterback
Michigan.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Damn.
That would, this man.
Let's go.
That would be. That's
that
good
could
break.
Be.
That's
break. We gotta go. That could be.
Let's set up this last break here. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. KCP at Mike Stadium Sports Cards on the 30th. Signing autographs. Get your photo. Get your jersey signed. Get your sneakers signed. Get your photo 11x16 big sweet print you can frame and put in your office. Whatever you want. He'll be at Mike Stadium Sports Cards March 30th. KCP. These NBA guys never do this stuff. They make way too much money to have to go do this kind of stuff. This is a relationships thing. Big Horn Autographs has put this thing together with Mike. And
I think it seems like it was God's plan for KCP to be there.
Well, you got to pray. Pray. Yeah. Okay. So Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, my guy, Alex Becker. One more little mini segment to wrap this bad boy up. We got to do some Nuggets and Timberwolves talk coming up on the other side. It's Mally Sports. Yeah. Hey. Oh, sweet. It's
yellow card.
A little American rejects.
All American. I was like three out of the first players never, three out of the first four never get drafted at quarterback. And then you look at last year and it goes Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, Anthony Richardson.
Let me see. Show me.
Yeah. But the year before that, there was zero quarterbacks taken in the top 10. That's not a good comp right there. If there's zero and taken in the top 10, that means it was a crappy year for quarterbacks.
Wait, would you show me that one more time?
Yeah.
So that's last year's
Remember,
draft
Denver would have had that fifth pick right there. Denver would have had that if they didn't trade for Russell Wilson.
Okay, so do you know what? Keep that, if you're keeping it real, what happened? The Seahawks drafted cornerback Devin Witherspoon, who it's like, okay.
Yeah, you're welcome for that pick, Seattle.
He's probably a great player and going to be a really good player, but he's a corner. To draft a corner number five overall, to me, it's just like I trade out of there because there's just no value there. Unless I think Devin Witherspoon is going to be like an instant.
You don't like Witherspoon?
Well, I'm not. I do.
My point is,
dog.
Like, if I'm the Seahawks, I'd rather have the 12th pick and the 25th pick than Devin Witherspoon at five. I think.
And it further proves that there's going to be cornerbacks taken in the top 10. There's going to be.
Oh, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
Linemen taken in the top
That's
10.
That's why I wanted to see this year. We had, well,
there,
you know,
every year you forget there's more than just quarterbacks out there. Even a running back last year, two running backs slipped into the top 12. Remember back in the day, not that long ago, it was like running backs. Well, you don't even need a first-round pick. My point is, like, there's only 10 picks out of the first 10, and some of them got to be corners.
Listen, if you're,
and some got to be wide
how
receivers.
How about this one, Alex?
They're not all going to be quarterbacks.
If you're waiting at 12 for a quarterback to fall into your lap, you never really loved the guy anyways.
What even is love?
Oh. That's a good one. You know what I mean? If you're waiting for him to fall into your lap at 12, you are never really going to do whatever it takes to find, to move up, to get him, to find that love.
Where was Mahomes, 11?
10 or 11, yeah. They moved from 28 to get.
They found love?
28 to 10 or 11. Was it 10 or 11?
11.
Damn.
But.
But that was the 28th.
So what
pick.
Are you saying?
No, but
wait
they moved
for
up.
12 and Patrick Mahomes is going to fall into your lap? No. No. The Chiefs, that's one of the greatest, most shrewdest, brilliant, tactical, roll the dice on yourself draft moves ever. Maybe the greatest. But, you know, Tom Brady falls into your lap and you just want to draft the guy when he making your third or fourth quarterback in the sixth round. That's not the greatest draft pick in NFL history.
2021 draft quarterback.
Wow.
And two more down here.
Damn, I love that. You
was
keep
that
saying
Lawrence
it didn't happen.
Wilson.
And look at Fields right there. At
Lawrence
10,
Wilson, Lance Fields.
Right. Damn. So just listen. The
and
same
Mac
thing,
Jones.
Bro, the same thing's going to happen.
Did
in this
any
draft.
Of them hit?
The same thing's going to happen in this draft.
Lawrence.
Wait. Go back now.
Did who's, Lawrence hit?
Go up. Who's later on?
Kinda.
Mac Jones.
Oh, Mac. This Ooh. Is it. This is the comp.
Oh, thank you.
But this is a bad version of
no.
Our
Justin
Baker
Fields is
Mayfield.
Your Jaden Daniels. There's Jaden McDaniels, right?
No, this is no. There's no.
Zach Wilson is your who's Zach Wilson? He's your Drake May. This Trey Lance
no,
right
no,
here. That's your JJ
right
McCarthy.
Now. We gotta go. We're way over. We appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night.
Good night, Sheila.
Sheila.
I love you.
Good night. Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan. Whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
Bye. See you, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
I don't know if you heard me. Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
Sounds so soulful, don't you agree?